بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم بيان التين قارنا من القرآن الشريف دفتن باكل بسم الله تعالى سبيك بورك باكل أو بدر مسلم من minority and how Allah Ta'ala assisted them and gave them victory and how Nabi Karim was so humble at that time humility making dua all the time and how Allah Ta'ala assisted them that's why that the beginnings if the person made dua on their name from victory on their name Allah Ta'ala accepted the dua very quickly the beginnings Another few violent battles took place. During one battle, so happened the Muslims thought they were too much in numbers. So they began to think, now we got good numbers now, we are very strong now. In other words, that now we will always be victorious. And they had that in mind, Allah Ta'ala did not like that. The trust must be in Allah Ta'ala, not on numbers. So yeah, Allah Ta'ala held them straight away. The enemies came with force. And they were attacking them, that some of the Sahaba were running away. And Nabi Karim sallallahu to tell them to come back. But the few minutes they were given that kind of treatment, show them that you have this in mind, that when we're in minority, we can be victorious. You must not think like that. But that was what Allah Ta'ala was showing them a lesson. The few minutes they were losing out. So we have been taught all the same lesson, that it's not the numbers. Allah Ta'ala, that does everything. Victory only comes from Allah Ta'ala. And the third one is this month, that the thinker, when he saw the Roman Empire, Roman King, when he saw the Muslims are getting very strong in number now, increasing all the time, then he went with a very big army to come towards. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi Karim also got ready to go. And then Allah Ta'ala put so much fear in that Roman King, then he saw the number of Sahaba, he was shocked, then he took a U-turn, you know U-turn, he couldn't go fight at all. So everything is hand of Allah Ta'ala, so that only Allah Ta'ala controls. So our mind will be always in remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. Sahaba of that kind, they remember Allah Ta'ala all the time, that we cannot do anything, Allah Ta'ala does everything. It's teaching a very big lesson. Then comes another incident when you see the Surah Tawbah. If you see the part of the Quran Sharif where Bismillah is not written there. So we don't read Bismillah, but the time when we read open the Quran Sharif, we come to the Surah and read Bismillah. You must read Bismillah. Oh, Billah, it's not Bismillah in the deed. But when the person reads Quran Sharif from there, he continues, he does not read Bismillah at that time. But the time in which he comes to the Surah, then you read Bismillah. Surah Tawbah is one of the reasons that these Sahabas, they make Tawbah and Allah will accept the Tawbah. That's why the name of the surah is called Tawbah. Then there's an ayat that was read today. قُلْ إِنْ كَانَ أَبَاؤُكُمْ وَبَنَاؤُكُمْ وَإِخْوَانُكُمْ. Remember, the love for the children, the love for the property, the love for the world is not a sin. It's not a sin. It only becomes a sin when you see more beloved than Allah and Rasulullah. In this ayat Allah is showing us, you can have properties, you can have house, you can have children, you can have family, anything you can have. Ahabba ila Allah. It will not be more beloved than Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now you come to know that, how do you come to know that my love is more than that, more than the children? At the time when you do something against Allah, Allah Ta'ala, at that time how would you respond? Today you notice this, but that you're prepared to sacrifice this. That we don't want, not concerned whether what Allah wants, Nabi Karim wants, whatever child wants, we give it. Whatever wife wants, we give it. For example, look at it, that our weddings and nikahs today. If you look at it very carefully, that is it according to Sunnah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Is it not according to Sunnah? So, ahabba ila Allah, the Quran should say, if the love of Allah, it will not be more beloved than Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is what we have to look into. The Quran should say very clearly, it's upon us now to follow the Quran Sharif. That anything that we do for a child, or a wife, and all, the love for Allah must overtake that. If they ask for something which is against the law of Allah Ta'ala, then we must remember we will not bend at all. Sad to say that we are bending. Where is the love for Allah? And remember one thing, that whoever you do it for, he dies today. The only person who does not die is Allah. Falah, kullu man alayya fan, wa yabqa wajhu rabbika dhul jalali wal ikram. Everything will diminish. Who you work so hard, when again the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep your child happy, you kill your property, you got the properties also, again the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that is the one, that means, that will remain, that will not diminish, the only one who will remain Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here the Quran says, I say that anything that you do, it will not be more beloved than Allah, Rasulullah sallam, and in the jihad of Isabillah. Then the last one is this, but remember, zakat is first on everyone who's got the means to pay zakat. Many people are not paying zakat. They did not realize that they are committing a very big sin. In the time of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was a person, he was always in the company of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He did not miss one salah to him. He did not miss one salah, he was always in his company. And then one day he told Nabi Karim, oh, well, I made dua and Allah must give me wealth. Nabi Karim said, why don't you live like how I live? One day I eat, one day I do not eat. Live in that condition. However, he just went away and came back and told him, he said, insist on the wealth, I made dua and Allah must give me wealth. So I'll give charity and I'll do this, I'll do all the good things. So Nabi Karim made dua now. Nabi Karim made dua, you know what's the meaning of that? Allah Ta'ala gave him wealth. It was Madina Sharif. There's so much of wealth, killing animals. They're killing animals now. Slowly, gradually, he's going out of Madina Sharif. He only comes for one namaz to Nabi Karim. He was a person who did not miss one namaz on Nabi Karim. Not one sitting on Nabi Karim. So much of relationship. Gradually, it so happened this month that namaz too went away. You know, there's no namaz. And then one day Nabi Karim was making this khutbah. He said, where is that person? He said, he's so busy in the world. That time he was very disappointed and hurt. And this is the time Allah Ta'ala sent the ayat of zakat. And zakat, when he went to ask of people, the sahabas went to different people for zakat. Everyone gave zakat, but when it came to him, he began to argue and said, this is tax and this is this and this that. And Manu, he forgot the who made dua for him. There was not a namaz he should miss, every night. And so happened, la jum'a wa la jama'a. There was no jum'a for him, no jama'at also. Everything. That's why the same, whatever condition Allah Ta'ala keep you, be happy in that. Don't ask yourself, just imagine, I'll make dua for you, stay like me. He was not happy with that. He wanted to become something else, but the intention was whatever his intention, he did not fulfill his intention. The moment he said that, but this text and all the rest of it, Allah sent this ayat, وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ عَهَدَ اللَّهِ لَيْنْ أَعْتَانَ مِنْ فَضِّي لَنَسْتَدَّقَنَّ وَلَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. And there will be many people وَمِنْهُمْ عَهَدَ اللَّهِ to take a place with Allah Ta'ala. At the time when they give the good properties or whatever wealth they give them, لَنَسْتَدَّقَنَّ وَلَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. We'll give charity and we'll do this and we'll become among the pious ones. فَلَمَّا أَعْتَاهُمْ مِنْ فَضِّي بَخِلُوا بِهِ. The time when you give them those qualities, give them everything what they ask for, they begin to minds, they forget the promises, forget the promises. We must look into our own life too. فَمِنُّ مَنْ عَعَدَ اللَّهِ عَتَانَ لَنَسْتَرِسْ فَلَمَّا عَتَانُ يُكَبَّقُرُبِي وَتَوَلُّوا وَمَنُّ مُرْدُونَ And they go against the word, whatever they had in mind to give, and Allah gave it to them. فَعَقَبَوْ مِفَاقِرَ يَوْمِيَا قُمُنْيَا. This is one of the most dangerous ayat of Quran. When they are baptized in the Allah put in nifaq, means hypocrisy, to that extent, ila yawmi al-qawnahu right at the day of Qiyamah. You know, that means you have lost your iman. Allah can save us from that. This is what is the reason today, to be very careful what we say, and we will not forget to fulfill your zakat. Zakat is something very important. If you do not fulfill it, Allah Ta'ala will question you, this is one of the first things. Allah Ta'ala will give a tawfiq or whatever I say, but Amr can tawfiq is the waqf of Allah. Allahumma salli Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sallam. Allahumma inna la tikrika wa shukrika wa husna ilaha. Allahumma ahsin aqibatana fi umuri kulliha wa ajilna min khizyi ad-dunya wa adhabil qabri wa adhabil baqir as-samawati. Anta waliyyi fi ad-dunya wal akhirah. Tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bis-salihin. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم برحمتك يا رب.